watches the media for us. Good morning. We have Sue Wilson on the show. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, Sue, we spoke the other day, yesterday, and you were with the Media Action Center and issues having to do with Scott Walker. And I realized, gee, I went to your website, but I don't have a bio on you. Just spend about 30 seconds and just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to Scott Walker.
Thank you. Well, I tell you what, I am a former Emmy and Associated Press award-winning broadcast journalist. And then I realized what was wrong with broadcasting, so I made a film called Broadcast Blues. We've toured the state of Florida with Broadcast Blues.
Yes.
To teach people about what their rights are in broadcasting. Now I've really turned activist. I have started a new organization called the Media Action Center to not only teach people their rights, but to get people active in actions that are meaningfully turning our broadcasting back into our broadcasting instead of corporations broadcasting.
All right, so you've been looking at... Well, my mic sounds a little funny here. I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
I did. As I understand it now, your center has filed a formal complaint with the FCC targeting conservative talk radio related to Scott Walker. True?
That's absolutely right. And it isn't so much that it's related to, well, it is related to Scott Walker. Here's what we've done. We have made a strike against talk radio using the Scott Walker recall as the means. The Scott Walker recall is very unique in that it's only a 28-day election. And what we did was we found a really narrow regulation at the FCC that we thought that we could exploit against Scott, not against Scott Walker, against conservative talk radio. If we are successful in getting the FCC to act, this is going to affect not only Wisconsin, this is going to affect every conservative talk radio show in the entire United States. This is going to affect what kind of radio you're going to hear during elections in Florida. And what we did was we set up monitors, and the monitors literally counted minutes during the first half of this 28-day election to find out whether or not these five, count them, five local conservative talk radio shows in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, were actively promoting Scott Walker and the GOP, or whether they were being rather balanced. Well, what we found, of course, is that in Milwaukee, we have five local conservative talk radio hosts that are pretty much being cheerleaders for Scott Walker and for the GOP. When we counted our minutes between the two stations, we got to 160 minutes every single day that these two stations are basically giving free airtime, free advertising to Scott Walker and the GOP, and basically none to the Democrats. You know, when we talk minutes, it doesn't mean much, but you have this up. This is about $75,000 in airtime every single day that they're giving to the GOP. And guess what? That is not legal according to the FCC's rules. We found this obscure little doctrine that hasn't been brought up in a generation. It's called the Zapple Doctrine. And I'm not kidding, it's a funny name, but it's called the Zapple Doctrine. And what it says was in the 60 days before an election, if a broadcaster is going to put supporters of one side on the air, they have to put supporters of the other side on the air. And I'm specifically talking about supporters of candidates. So this is related to elections only, but it's a 60-day rule. And, you know, it even would stretch to Rush Limbaugh. If Rush Limbaugh puts supporters of Mitt Romney on the air in 60 days before the election, he's going to have to put supporters of Barack Obama on the air. So that's where we're really going with this, is to look at the 2012 general election and make sure that these rules get changed. Now, we filed our complaint with the FCC. We filed it nearly 2 weeks ago. This Scott Walker recall ends Tuesday. They have not yet acted. And probably for good reason, because this complaint is probably going to go to the Supreme Court. This is huge. This is a constitutional complaint. We are pitting the First Amendment rights of we, the people, against the First Amendment rights of the corporations that are running these broadcasting stations. I want people to remember that we, the people, own the radio airwaves. We own those frequencies in these airwaves. And this is a big fight where we are standing up for our rights during elections to say everybody gets their say on the air, not just the corporations and those minions that they appoint to talk on their behalf. This is our airwaves also. So MediaActionCenter.net, we've got the full complaint. Please read it. I think it's a heck of a piece of work. Of course, I wrote it, so what do you want? But we're asking for people to go there and do two things. Well, read this. Get educated. Find out what this is about. But there's a very important petition for people to sign. We have got to get the FCC to rule on our behalf. And too often, the FCC likes to side with the big corporations. They're used to being lobbied by the big corporations. They're not used to little people like us getting together and saying, no, these are our rights and this is what we need and want. So there is a petition there at MediaActionCenter.net. It only takes a minute. Please do add your voice. We need people from all over the United States to go, yes, FCC, we want everyone's voice. We want both parties' voices on the air in the 60 days before an election. And I will say this, too, it's been a very expensive project for us, so there is a donate button, and if you can chip in, we would really appreciate it. And I'll even send you a copy of Broadcast Blues if you can help us out.
Wow. All right, so this is Sue Wilson, an award-winning journalist and filmmaker, and you're getting up early in California, thank you, and you're interested in things in Wisconsin, thank you, because you're interested in media across the whole country. So if people want to get more information, again, they can go to MediaActionCenter.net. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And there's also my other website, SueWilsonReports.com. That's where I write extensively about these issues, but MediaActionCenter.net is the activist site.
Very good. And we're watching this very closely. Would you also encourage people to contact the FCC directly?
Well, certainly one can do so, but it's very, very difficult to do so. Here's what I would say, though. The more noise that we, the people, can make around this issue, the more likely it is that the FCC will rule on our side. Here's the thing. This rule has not been brought out from, like I said, about 25 years. The Zappa Doctrine came in under the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine has gone away. But the Zappa Doctrine is really tied to the law. The Section 315A of the Communications Act says that if a broadcaster has a candidate on the air in the 60 days before an election, they must have the opposing party's candidate on the air. What Zappa did was it expanded it to supporters of candidates. So what we want to do is to say, FCC, the Fairness Doctrine is gone, but the Zappa Doctrine is very, very much in need right now, and we expect you, FCC, to enforce this regulation.
And just to mention, you had liberals call in, and they were not put on the air. So not only is giving us time one way, but denying time the other way, correct?
Specifically denying time. We've had people writing letters to the stations citing this, saying we want our comparable time, and the stations have either ignored them or written them letters saying, too bad for you.
All right, Sue, we're out of time, but you'll come back and tell us more about this, because this sounds like it's going to go beyond the Scott Walker and affect radio nationwide, and we thank you for that.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we certainly appreciate Sue coming on the air and joining us. You've been listening to The Surreal News on WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota, Florida, your true community radio station.